Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fourth. The DH, Thurman Munson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Blatt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Larry Gura. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fourth. The DH, Bobby Darwin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Mitchell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Kurt Bevacqua. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Bill Sharp. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jerry Augustine. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonds for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Sheldon pinch runs for Don Money. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Blatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott moves to second. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Porter moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Sheldon now playing second base. Kurt Bevacqua now playing third base. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. Two outs. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt takes first base on ball four. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blatt. The throw from Porter and he is out, Yount applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon hits a fly ball into center field. Blatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Blatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Augustine juggles the ball. That's an error on Augustine. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Darwin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive towards third. Nettles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Gura covering, for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into center field. Vlad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blatt hits a pop-up towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheldon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. Chambliss hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Darwin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mitchell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Brewers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Brewers. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bevacqua hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Blatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blatt is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Blatt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Velez pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-1 in the game. With two walks, Alomar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonds moves to third. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ed Brinkman now playing shortstop. Ron Guidry now pitching. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-2 in the game. Sharp strikes out. One out. Bob Sheldon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheldon is 0-2 in the game. Sheldon strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 3-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Munson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-3 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-3 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bevacqua settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-3 in the game. Scott strikes out. One out. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Darwin is hit by the pitch. Bobby Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. he's got 4 RBIs. Mitchell strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darwin moves to second. Kurt Babakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Babakwa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Babakwa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-3 in the game. Chambliss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sheldon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Walt Williams pinch hits for Rick Blad. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Piniella moves to second. It's 5-2, Brewers. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Augustine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Piniella moves to third. Bonds moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murphy fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.